You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, we have Kerry Summers. He's the president of the Museum of the Bible. Kerry, welcome to His Time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Great to have some time talking with you today. Excited about launching a new program in conjunction with Museum of the Bible here on Worldwide KFUO called The Book, and we'll get to that program in just a little bit. But Museum of the Bible is a fairly new concept, I'm sure, for many of our listeners as well. Let's talk about the Museum of the Bible first. What is it, where can we find it?
Well, the Museum of the Bible is the name of the 501c3. There are really four major initiatives under it. There's a new museum in Washington, D.C., which we'll chat about.
Mm-hmm.
There is our research arm, which we do with over 60 universities and 100 professors globally, with the majority of that being housed at Baylor, Cambridge, and Oxford. There is the education part, which we've developed curriculum. Right now, that curriculum that we have in the market was introduced into Israel last October. This will be their second year. They have over 6,000 kids studying the Bible in public schools in Israel based on the curriculum that we've created. And then we have our traveling exhibits arm, and we do travel exhibits in the U.S., and then overseas. We've had two in Rome, one in Cuba, one in Israel, and this coming year we will in Buenos Aires, and we will have another one in Cuba, and one in Germany, and then one that we'll announce later on this year, and once it's all finalized. So those are our four. And, of course, what most people know us for is the museum that we're building in Washington, D.C.
And this museum set to open in 2017, is that right?
Yes, in November of 2017. It's 430,000 square feet in size. It's eight levels. Seven of the levels will be open to the public. And it will take, if you wanted to go through the museum and see read everything and see all the videos and go to all the theaters, do everything you could possibly do, it will take you about eight-hour days to go through it. So the museum itself is a little larger than the Aerospace Museum, which is two blocks away. So it's a great location. It's a wonderful experience for all ages, which is what it's being designed for, and quite unique in the museum world.
Why a Museum of the Bible?
That's a great question. One, if you look at the Bible as a book, we'll call it a piece of literature for sake of discussion. It's the most influential piece of literature ever to be. It is. It's the most banned book in the world. It's the most debated book in the world. It's the book that has been more effort to destroy than any other book in the world. There have been wars fought around the book. It has the most influence of any book ever written on our daily lives, our family lives, government, education, science, architecture. You can't walk out of your front door without seeing an influence of what this book has had on the world itself. And we felt it was time to put it on the stage. And we chose Washington, D.C. from a lot of surveys. Where would it best be seen, and by the most people, Washington came up as a clear first, and that's the reason we're doing it, so people can engage in this book, and hopefully they will understand the power this book's had throughout history.
It certainly has had a big impact on numerous cultures and society as a whole. What will we find in the museum? I know we still have some time before the museum opens, but what would we find in the museum that will help us learn these things about the Bible, the history, the influence?
It's a great question. The museum has basically three core levels, floors. One is the history of the Bible, how the Bible came about, how it was transmitted. These have some of the greatest items in the world, one of a kind, dealing back with items that date back 3,500 years, items that are one of a kind from a standpoint of how do we translate the Bible? What impacts that? And then there is the narrative floor. The narrative floor deals with the stories of the Bible. And this is more of a walkthrough, beautiful special effects, and it allows people to understand why the Bible says what it says, and then also why does it have a why did these stories have such an impact on our lives? And then there's the impact of the Bible. The impact is just what it says. There's two sections in there. One is a section of the Bible in America, and then one is a section that deals with the Bible globally. What was the impact global with the Bible? So those are the three main levels. We also have permanent installations, long-term installations from six other libraries around the world. And then on another level, we have permanent installations from two other museums that will have permanent space within our museum. So through all of that, it allows people, through a very unique device that we call the electronic docent, that allows people to learn at their level, whatever level they choose, to understand the Bible better, and then they can take home information with them. We'll provide that ability for them to do that also.
How long has the Museum of the Bible been in the works? Where did the idea for this begin?
Well, it began, Steve Green, who's the chairman of the Museum of the Bible. It was Steve's, a couple of fellows had approached him to help them create a Museum of the Bible. This was about 6 years ago, and that didn't quite work out, but the idea was stuck. And so Steve started pursuing that. What could be done that would create a place where people could go see the treasures of the world and how they've influenced life? And that's really how the Museum of the Bible all came about. Since then, it's grown into these four pillars, as we might call it. And with the culmination being in Washington, D.C., with the building there. But what we're trying to do is to engage people in the Bible, let them make up their minds on how they want to read it, interpret it, translate it. But our mission is really to engage people with it. And we're trying to do that in the most creative way possible. So that's the reason this museum has many, many aspects that many other museums would never put in, because the Bible is a fun book to read, and it's a penetrating book, a fascinating book, and so we're building this so that people could find all those aspects of the Bible in this museum.
As you said earlier, the Bible has also been the book that's been considered most controversial, most banned, oftentimes disregarded. Why, personally, why is this important to you? Why did you accept the challenge to serve as president of the Museum of the Bible and to help carry out this plan to bring this museum, this gathering of the collection, the education, all the things that will happen together in the Museum of the Bible?
Well, if we look around where we are today as a country and as the world, every generation would say similar, but we are really at a very critical point within our world, certainly within our country, of many, many issues that the Bible addresses, and in many cases are being totally ignored on what the advice the Bible has for us. So we feel a real sense of urgency to expose the Bible to people through various surveys that have been done in the U.S. recently, in the last 2 years. There are more Bibles in the hands of people today than in history. I'm referring to the United States. But it also shows that we are the most ignorant generation ever about the knowledge of the Bible. Mm-hmm. So we have more Bibles in distribution, but we're the most ignorant. So something is broken with the process. And we felt a high need of urgency to create something that people would find engaging, interesting, certainly something that was worthy for them to attend, to explore. And that's how we're designing this museum. So with that in mind, I was fascinated with the idea of creating these four pillars, and was blessed to be offered the opportunity to do so. So it's certainly maybe the biggest project in the world today. It's about $1 billion project in total over the 5 years. And we think it's also within my generation, maybe the most impactful projects, certainly within the next few decades. And we're building it, though, so that it would influence my kids and my grandkids and my great-great-grandkids. And that's the reason that we're using high creativity, electronics, so that it's fresh and new for that generation as it is today. And hopefully we will see the world come to this in Washington, D.C. So it doesn't impact just America, but impacts the world.
Mm-hmm. And one little glimpse that we'll get on a daily basis of the Museum of the Bible is a new program called The Book, a 60-second program that will begin on October 5th here at Worldwide KFUO at 2:30 Central Time. We'll air that on weekdays called The Book. Tell us about this new 60-second program.
Well, The Book is really a fun program. It's your accurate description. It's 1 minute. It deals with historical facts about the Bible. It deals with the impact of the Bible, primarily those two areas. And as I mentioned, we're one of the most ignorant generations, if not the most, about what is the Bible, what's in there. And so these 1 minutes give people obviously a tiny glimpse into it, but they're fun facts. They certainly are impactful facts, and we've had a great time recording these, having some other people record them, and our goal is that people would find them intriguing enough that they might say, well, maybe I should look into the Bible a little bit more, maybe I should read it, or maybe I should give it a shot. And that's what these are about. They're to create a conversation, maybe with yourself and the Bible. But 1 minute certainly can be longer, but we felt like that 1 minute mm-hmm. is works extremely well for us, and we're doing several hundred of them that will be aired, around the U.S.
With just a few seconds left, Kerry, where can we find more information on the Museum of the Bible?
Well, we have a wonderful website, and they can just key in museumofthebible.org. www.museumofthebible.org, long name, or just key it in. It'll pop up. And many videos and many lecture series. It's a wonderful resource for people to go to.
Very good. I'm excited to launch The Book starting October 5th here on Worldwide KFUO. Kerry Summers, President, Museum of the Bible, thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
It was indeed my pleasure. Thank you.